Is it too early to talk about Christmas? Well, not in this case, since what we'll be talking about is a way that you, I'm pointing at you, can make sure children in needy situations will have a very Merry Christmas. Now, before you shut down, say, well, what kind of difference can I make? How about if we prove that you can make a difference? And let me also add that you can give a Merry Christmas to a child in your very local area. This is all made possible through a program by Samaritan's Purse called Operation Christmas Child. You know, the details about how this all works and how you can make it work is the Northwest New Jersey Central drop-off team leader, Cassia Lee. How are you today, Cassia?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, thank you for being here to bring attention to a long-time cause that hopefully we can get more people into. SamaritansPurse.org/OCC is the website. We have the link at our homepage as well. So give us a rundown, because this is a program that's been going on since 1993 and has delivered more than 220 million gift-filled shoeboxes to kids in more than 170 countries and territories. Sounds like a very simple concept.
Yes, that's true. Shoebox gifts have been delivered all over the world. It's actually quite simple to get involved, to pack a shoebox. We fill them with small toys, personal care items, and school supplies. We have individuals who pack shoeboxes. We have groups that pack. We also have some churches and schools that help to pack shoeboxes as well.
And as far as, and even if you don't have shoeboxes, Samaritan's Purse makes shoeboxes available too through the website.
Yes, that's true. There are plenty of ways that you can get a shoebox. You can order on that website, SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. You can get a shoebox from one of the drop-off locations, or if you do happen to have any shoeboxes sitting around in your closet not being used, those are perfect to use as well.
And that's fine. You know, this sounds like a great idea, too, for a school project. Kids can get involved in classes, businesses can. This doesn't have to be a solitary effort. It can be bringing people together, and the more people brought together to help people, more people wind up being helped.
Yes, that's very true. We actually have several schools in our area where the class will do a special service project around Christmas, and they will, as a class, pack shoeboxes, fill them, deliver them, and send them over to children who don't have what they do.
There's a whole host of information, too, over SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. Probably one of the most important pieces is, Cassia alluded to some of them, but what are the best things to put into the shoe boxes? They call them wow items, like a doll or a small backpack, stuffed animal, personal care items, school supplies. That's always useful. Clothing, accessories, games, activities, various toys, obviously food or toothpaste or anything that is perishable, or what would be the good word, squishable, is something you do not want to put in a shoebox, especially if it's going to leak all over everything else. And once the box is all filled up, whether it's the shoebox from the closet or the shoebox from Samaritan's Purse, what's the next step then, Cassie?
So once that box is filled, you have a few options. You can go online if you want to. There's an option where if you make a donation to cover shipping, you can follow your box, and you can follow that box and figure out what country it's gone to. It's a wonderful experience. Our church has followed many of our boxes. We've had quite a few go to Ukraine and Colombia, just to name two of many countries. And then you can also go to, after you've done that, you can go to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, and you can find locations. We have a zip code locator so that you can figure out which drop-off location is closest to you. You can see the drop-off hours on there and bring it there, and you can also get a shipping label there as well.
We're based in Northwest New Jersey, so I put in the zip code where our studios are and the results I wound up, because you might be thinking as well, and I know you have a lot of naysayers, a lot of people that try to figure out a way not to do something. Well, guess what? In a area, no matter if you're in New Jersey or listening on the stream anywhere else, you're going to find a lot of drop-off locations. Again, using my zip code here as a reference, in McAfee, New Jersey, Faith with Love Fellowship Church in Lafayette, the Lafayette Federated Church, Oak Ridge, the Freedom Church, down in Mount Arlington, Times Square Church in Warwick, New York, St. Peter's Lutheran Church, Montague Minnesink Reformed Church in Ledgewood, the Ledgewood Baptist Church, Port Jervis, the River City Church, all within a 25-mile radius. There are numerous locations you can make it a wider range, a more narrow circle. Cassie, you guys have made this as user-friendly for people to be motivated to get involved as you possibly can. Job well done on all that.
Yes, that's the goal. We want to make it as simple as possible to get these shoeboxes to the children who can be blessed by them.
Talking with Cassie Lee, who is the Northwest New Jersey Central Drop-Off Team Leader for Operation Christmas Child, SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, is where you can first find out more information. But as you can hear, it's a pretty simple series of steps to do to make a big difference for kids who are needing a Merry Christmas. And Cassie, to be able to do that with really a small effort in comparison to what we think something is going to take, that's going to do a person's heart good, too. It's not just the kids who are growing and benefiting from this. People involved, I'm sure, feel an extra special joy for the Christmas season.
I completely agree. In fact, it's something I've started doing with my own children who are only 4 and 2 years old, but I want to teach them as young as possible to think about others and to think about giving and blessing others at this time of year, and it's a great way to get them involved in doing that.
Remind you again, too, the calendar is the key. The National Collection Week is November 18th through the 25th. This is why I wanted to have Cassie on roughly about a month before, because I want you to go over to the website, SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, get a better idea of the best things to put in the shoebox and the places to drop off the shoeboxes. I'm not going to limit you to one. You can certainly do more than one, as a matter of fact, and that's encouraging, too, because you also find, too, this is a very inexpensive way to make a difference in a lot of children's lives. Might seem like a small effort now that you've heard about this, but I've said this frequently, I think because it's true, that if a lot of people did a little, a lot of difference winds up being made. And Cassie, this is that sounds like what the foundation of the Operation Christmas Child program is really all about, how a small effort winds up making a big difference when a lot of people get involved.
That's exactly right.
So again, to find out more about this year's Operation Christmas Child, you can go over to the website, which is SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. You find out the drop-off points near you, the ways to stuff the shoebox with the proper toys and gifts, useful things, fun things, make a combination of the two, and you wind up bringing some happiness to a kid during the year when everyone's supposed to be happy, and your effort, really easy, really convenient, and really satisfying to know that you can make a difference, is as easy as that. SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. We've been talking with the Northwest New Jersey Central Drop-Off Team Leader for this year's Operation Christmas Child, Cassia Lee. Cassia, you are a blessing because of the work that you lead, the inspiration, and the way you draw people into joining your effort and the effort of Samaritan's Purse. Thank you for doing that, for being here today.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to share more about this project.